Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, can't really talk much about the game last night in general. It was just outright horrible. But I guess we can still talk about the wonderful speech that Sergei Zubov gave and the honor of a man that made our team better. Now, I made a comment to my roommate and friend last night about how I felt that maybe Sergei was probably angry with the way we played last night. His opinion was he didn't think it mattered that much because Sergei Zubov had a wonderful career and he did his part, but I disagree because I think that for him watching something like that would have upset him because he's a prideful guy. We just did not play good defense last night. Got in the box too many times. I think maybe Rick Bowness had something to say the day before about distractions. I think maybe we got distracted last night. I don't know. He didn't want it to be a distraction. The time was late. There was like a 2-hour window before the game even was played. And I don't know if that just messed up things. I'm not making excuses for Dallas, but the truth is, it was just kind of a weird night. And after a really good road trip, something that Razor said about that when you come home after a good road trip, that the law of averages, sometimes you just have a dud. I really hope that that's the case, that it was just a dud game and that, you know, we'll go get on a run, you know. We still have a chance, and it's so weird because Calgary also lost, so we're just still right there battling for that 8th spot, that 2nd wild card. We're still in it. But, you know, there was a discussion last night between me and my roommate. We're both avid Stars fans about, you know, have we given up on Anton Khudobin too quickly, and maybe we have. I'm not sure what to feel about that. You know, he kind of got, you know, put in the wayside, you know. He's been playing in the Texas Star League. I mean, Hopi was supposed to be the savior, I guess. I mean, we got one situation figured out when Ben Bishop decided to retire, so we didn't have to question a lot about goaltending. But, you know, there is the truth that Anton got us to the finals, you know. He played fantastic. Is it time to bring him back up and allow Ottinger to mature in the Texas League? And I know he's the future, and I know that he's going to be a really good goaltender. I believe that in a lot of ways, many coaches have said, Bonus has said, and some of the assistants have also said, even Jeff Ward, the goalie coach, has said that there's a good chance that Ottinger is like the Vasilevskiy of the future, and you know, there may be truth to that, but maybe it's time to let him go down, learn the ropes a little bit more. I know that Anton didn't start out so strong in the beginning of the season. You know, the thing is, we're looking for answers right now, and we're at the midway point of the season where we got to stop asking questions and we need to start getting answers, definitive answers, so that we can get ourselves on a run and get to where we need to be, because like I've said before, this team is very talented and it's time for the questions to be squashed and the answers to start coming in droves, because we've got to have some answers. You know, next weekend is the All-Star game. There'll be a little bit of a break, but for us, because there was some COVID protocol issues, we won't have as long as a rest as other teams, so we're going to have to get right back at it very quickly. So, is it goaltending? Is it coaching? where do we need to go from here? Because we don't have a lot of time. We still have a probably about 35, 40 games left of the year coming up. But we've got to start getting answers and getting ourselves in a position to make sure we clinch a playoff spot, because we're outside looking in right now, and that's not okay. The expectation for the Dallas Stars is a lot higher than this. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. It's time for answers. Stop asking questions.